Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm so excited today because with us I have Michi Rene. Michi serves as a personal power coach in Dallas, Texas, working with a broad spectrum of clients. She works with her personal power coaching clients by phone or Skype. In addition to being a certified personal power coach, she's an author, blog talk radio host, and speaker. She helps women take back their power. It's her life goal to share her knowledge with you, help you address your personal challenges, and encourage you to build a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Welcome, Michi. I'm so thrilled to have you with us.
Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your program today, Vicki.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And I'm so impressed with the things that you're doing. Could you tell us a little bit about how you came to this power and purpose and passion that you have?
Yes, that's pretty much a really funny story, because for the longest time, I've always operated in this capacity where people were always asking me for advice, wanting to talk to me about different things, and I didn't want it. You know, I was gracious and would always talk to people, but I didn't want this to be my life purpose and my life work. And so prior to 5 years ago, I really just shied away from it. I didn't want to put myself out there. I didn't want to be working in that capacity. And it just seemed like the more things that I was going through in my life, the more that I shied away from it, the worse things got. And it was like a light bulb went off one day, and you know, I'm a believer in a higher power. And so my spirit within was just screaming, just embrace it. You know, just go with the flow and stop resisting is literally the message that I got. And when I stopped resisting, started doing my own work, cleaning up my own inner things that were left over from childhood, that were left over from relationships, that were left over from things that I had experienced in my life, when I started cleaning all those things up and regaining my own power, that's when the purpose started to surface even more. And that's how I really got involved with helping women take their power back. You know, a lot of times as women, we are always doing for others, whether that's our husbands, our kids, our significant other, in our work relationships, peer relationships, whatever the case is, we're always giving to others, and we always put ourselves last, when the balance should be in reverse, that our power comes from us first and we give from our overflow, not from what we need to sustain ourselves.
That is so true. And, you know, I think we are all guilty of that, or have been guilty of that from time to time. So tell me a little bit about what you may have run into as far as challenges.
Me personally, I identify, I am a lot of my problems came from self-infliction, because I am a lesbian woman, and for the longest time, I shied away from that sexuality, trying to be what society wanted me to be, my family wanted me to be, and conforming to what is the norm, supposedly. And so I was, you know, really in a low place because I was denying a part of who I was. And the more that I was doing that, the more deeper and deeper I was getting as it was relating to depression. I was really, really out of balance because I was just, you know, denying such a huge part of who I am. So I relate to a lot of women as it relates to that, even, you know, not so much as part of the sexuality, but just conforming to what everybody else wants you to be and not what you want to be. I have worked with clients who wanted to be dancers and painters, but their family thought it best that they be engineers and doctors. And so that's what they did. And so they spend all that time and money in school to be miserable because they're not working and living out their passion. They're working and living out someone else's passion.
Oh, that is so powerful. And the fact that you do this work to be able to bring people not only to identify what they really, truly have a passion for and what their purpose is, but then help them achieve that against all odds, regardless of any objections, and be able to stand up and be strong and powerful. That's a wonderful contribution.
Yeah. Yes, we have to stand in our own truth. And sometimes it takes knowing what that truth is so you can stand in it. We've gotten so lost that we're not connected to our inner being anymore, and so therefore other people's projections of who we are always there, and so we're not walking in our true inner being, inner self.
So tell me a little bit about how life has changed for you from learning these lessons about being able to express your true self and live in your truth.
Life has changed for me tremendously. I am a believer in the mind, body, and soul connection. So it's all connected together. So if your spirit being is not nurtured, if your physical being is not nurtured, if these things are not being nurtured, then you're out of balance and you're walking around in a state of confusion. There's no clarity. There's no focus. And that's where I found myself, that I was, you know, I would start things and wouldn't have a real clear focus on what it was that I needed to be doing. And that's because everything around me in my life was so out of order. And when there's a lot of out of order and things in your environment that keeps your mental state out of focus, then you can't accomplish anything because everything is so in disarray. And so doing this work has helped me get clear on what I want and what I don't want, helped me get clear on what people are here for me and what people are not. And so I started cleaning up my life. I started getting rid of what I call people that I was in one-way relationships, me doing most of the work and them doing none of the work. And so I started to remove the dead weight from my life and only focusing my attention on people who were giving to me just as much as I was giving to them, only sharing my energy space with people who were positive and who were feeding into me on a daily basis and vice versa. And so when I started to clean up my environment, when I started to clean up my life, when I started to clean up my inner being, then everything on the outside shifted. And it's not something that happens overnight. You have to be very self-aware, and you have to make the decision and the choice to want to clean it up. Because some people, they don't want to clean it up. It's work. It is work. And, you know, you feel a lot of emotions, and you go through things, and, you know, things are brought to the surface of your mind that you may have wanted to forget. But in order to get to where you're trying to go, you've got to make way for that.
Yeah, you know, I was just wondering, how did you find the strength and to actually say goodbye to people in your life? I mean, I know for myself that a lot of times I will have people in my life out of sentimentality. Our time that we spend together was probably long ago no longer productive, but you know, you develop this sentiment, and you know, maybe you have history, and you may even love the person, but it's not healthy for you and it's holding you back. So how did you reconcile with all of that?
What it was for me is the sole thought and feeling behind it was, I am more important than they are. My sanity, my peace, my life is more important than this. And it wasn't easy because one of the relationships that I removed from my life, this was a person that I had been friends with since 10th grade, an 18-year friendship. And it took, you know, a major event that happened for me to wake up and see that this relationship was no longer serving me. It was benefiting the other party more so than it was me. And so I had to make the decision that I love me more and I cannot continue to put myself out there because of time, because we've shared these things. You know, I couldn't continue to do that anymore because realistically, there were people in my life that I had known for a less amount of time that was more of a friend to me than that person that I spent 18 years being in a friend relationship with. So time, I would say, because I hear a lot of people say that often about the amount of time you spent with someone, time means nothing if the relationship doesn't serve you. It doesn't. You're just holding on to a ship that's sinking, and you're going fast with it.
I love that analogy. And I mean, as sad as that is, it is so very true. And, you know, what is that saying? Some people in our life are in our lives for minutes, some people hours, days, and other people forever. And, you know, being able to make that differentiation and realize when it is time to move on and to leave, it can be a real struggle. But do you find now that it's easier for you to do it, that you've applied these principles, that now it comes easier for you?
Yes, it very much does. I believe in the law of attraction. And so the basic principle of the law of attraction is like attracts like. So now I don't attract what I call users. I don't attract those kind of people in my life. I don't attract negativity because I'm not negativity. So I attract people who are positive. I attract people who are trying to live out their purpose and their passion. They're supportive, they're motivating, they're encouraging. I attract those kind of people because that's the type of person that I am. So now I'm getting nourishing people in my life, and I'm also nourishing others.
That's really something. And when you're talking about this sense of attraction, and I really believe this is true also, but if you were to attract someone that wasn't serving you well, how do you react to that now? Do you look within yourself to see what is going on with that you're attracting that to you?
Yes, I do. A lot of times I find that when people, like for example, my younger sister used to irritate me to death. We're like oil and water, always have been. I'm the oldest and she's the youngest. And so that was always bumping heads all the time for as long as I can ever remember. So I used to think that she was super judgmental and, you know, she always had something to say about everything. And one day I was on the treadmill at the gym and I heard, it's not her that's judgmental. That's your characteristic that's coming up and you're putting that off on her. Although she was judgmental as well, but it was coming up and irritating me so much because that was my own characteristic as well.
So it's almost like looking at yourself in a mirror in a way.
Yes. And so a lot of times I will tell people if there is somebody who is irritating you like that, it's not them, it's you. And you need to look at what it is that's causing you the irritation.
That's so important. And basically what I think I hear you saying is, it's a matter of taking responsibility for everything that really happens to you in your life.
Yes, very much so. Taking responsibility will move you from one level to another level. And it's all about growth. It's all about self-awareness. It's all about recognizing where you are and where you need to get to. And this is the way that I work with my clients in my business. I work with them on a one-on-one basis for people who need more in-depth and intense work. And I also work with my clients in a group setting. I have groups that are small as 4 and 6. So, you know, we work in whatever way is best suited for them in order to move them from one level to the next level to the next level. Because, of course, we know people have multiple things that they have to work on. You know, people are healing from emotional abuse, physical abuse, sexual traumas, you know, sexual orientation, you know, being the black sheep of their family, being a single parent, being a stay-at-home mom, being a professional woman. Everybody has an issue. Everybody has an issue.
It's so wonderful that you are in the position to be able to help people with this. Now, people that are just starting out, really discovering themselves, getting really comfortable with themselves, leaving things behind that, you know, maybe no longer benefit them or, you know, are really conducive to a good life. How do you start people on that path? If they're just getting started, do you have exercises or anything that you share with people that might be helpful?
Yes. The first thing that I do with my clients is we go through a little assessment. And basically what the assessment does is it sees where they're at. Like one of the questions on the assessment is, what would you like to see change in your life or career within the next 3 to 6 months? What would happen and how would you feel if things didn't change about whatever, you know, it was that they answered in the previous question? And then how would you feel once you have realized what you said in the first question? So basically it takes them through imagining what they would want their life to look like if they were not having whatever the issue is that they came, what that would feel like, what that would look like, where would they be, where would they work? It's like, you know, if you couldn't fail, how would your life be? If there was no fear, how would your life be? You know, what would you do? Where would you live? Where would you work? All of those things. So that's really like the first exercise that we do. And then from there, I absolutely love for my clients, the next step is to create a vision board, because you cannot see, you can't go where you can't see. So if you have a vision board of what you want your life to look like, your family, your relationship, your job, your business, your career, whatever it is that's most important to you, your passion, your life work, you lay it all out and you put it on a vision board. And you look at this every single day, the vision that you're imagining. And from that, the energy of that vision board is you start to change your thinking. Where things were not possible before, things are possible. You know, you're thinking in the mindset that, yes, I can work and live in my passion and do my passion. And, you know, maybe owning a business is not for everybody, but maybe your life work is to work for a nonprofit and be a fundraiser for breast cancer research. That may be a possibility, because right now you might be working as an admin assistant and you hate your job. So when you start imagining that your life can be different, you start putting an energy out that will start to bring you back what it is that you're looking for. An example of that is for 2015, I'm planning a retreat, 2 retreats, one in October of 2015 in Houston, one in April of 2015 in Dallas, and then a virtual telesummit in May. And my idea for this telesummit is to reach women worldwide, not just in the USA, not just in the local community, but to connect and collaborate with other women that are on the platform for the summit to reach women worldwide. So what did I do? I put this out to the universe. I put it on LinkedIn, and before I sent it out, I was like, I would like for women to respond to me who are all over the world, not just in the USA, but all over the world. And so I've gotten people responding to me from Italy, the UAE, Canada, different places in the U.S. Two people have, I'm not sure, they're Spanish speakers, so I'm not exactly sure what country they live in, but I know it's not in the U.S. So I've had people that are connecting with me worldwide, not just local, so that this message can be brought to a multitude of cultures, a multitude of women, a multitude of different socioeconomic status, racial status. It's for everyone. It doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have. Cleaning up your inner being and taking your power back and being powerful and being all that you can be does not have a price tag on it. And so that's my level of putting energy out and attracting back what it is that I want.
That is so beautiful. And I know people will want to know more about what you do from the standpoint of coaching and changing lives in such a magnificent way, and then also about your retreat. So is there a website where they can go?
My website is www.michirenee.com. You can reach me on Facebook under Michi Renee Coaching, and then you can reach me on LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Google+. Everything is under Michi Renee.
Can you spell that for everyone, Michi, just so that everyone is sure to be able to get it and not miss out on connecting with you?
Yes, M-E-C-H-I-R-E-N-E-E is how you spell my name. If you go on my website, you're able to subscribe to my mailing list and get free resources and videos and different things that are available on my site. You can also sign up for a free coaching consultation there if you would like to work with me either in a group or a one-on-one setting. I will be putting out on the Coach Exchange events once I get the dates locked in for the retreat and the Telesummit. Everything will be posted on the Coach Exchange, and people will be able to get more information.
Wonderful. Michi, thank you so much for being here today. It's just a wonderful closure to my day to be with someone who is so light and so enlightened, and you just brought total joy to my heart, and I'm sure to all of our listeners as well. So we really appreciate your generosity of spirit in being here with us.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can discover us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. Thank you all for being here, and have a wonderful week.